Which position did you prefer to play in?
I mean, I always think of you as a centre, quite honestly.
I came as a centre, yeah.
A centre who played fullback, to be truthful.
Yeah, I thought probably a bit of a victim of my own success. I think I played one game fullback and played really well. And then sort of stick it forward. I used to kick. I wasn't particularly keen on kicking, really, to be honest. But yeah, those
days. You had one or two good days.
Yeah, well, I wasn't comfortable really. But them days, if you were like, because you went for Pete Butler, Smithy, Nick Marmon. If you were 15, you did the kicking. Email. I remember Tony Window. If you Yossi Nicey once, and I was injured and watched, and he kicked everything. Like, you know, striker ball was probably better than anybody. Tony Window, and then, but because he had number one on his back, it was frowned upon. But it only has changed now. But I came as a centre really, and that's what I was more comfortable really. Yeah, enjoyed more. Yeah,
I imagined you. Imagine you would.
Yeah, hence the flat nose, but...
got here some lists, some team lists from the time you were playing. I wonder if you'd like to talk about one or two players that you played with.
Okay, yeah.
You know, I mean, starting from the first year when you joined the club, and as you say, Mike Hamlin was captain, and, you know, working through to... Pete Glanville's captaincy, I suppose, in the very last year that you were with the club.
I was my first year. You know, it's you look at it really, and they're all Gloucester boys, really, aren't they? Hambo captain, and you know, Dunny, Kev, which I'm still good mates with. Been all over with Kev on trips and everything. So, and then, you know, Dean, Bob Phillips. You know, good players, Paul Ashmead.
Great try scorer.
Yeah,
he's poached a lot of tries, didn't he?
He was like, you know, the Alan Shearer really. Just a goal hanger, but right place, right time. He's a good player. You know, he lives just by, you know, chosen a rugby club, sort of my rugby club, and he lives just over the road now. I seen him a few months ago with crutches. Mm-hmm. He's just had his two hips done, and every. Quite funny to see him wobbling at throwing two things, but and you get Malcolm's Malcolm really, and you get people like Barry Clark really. He's probably a little bit of a forgotten man, but like a hard man when Tiki was that year he's away with the Lions and England and whatever. Clarky played typical farmer, strong as an ox. Lovely bloke. And play really well for Gloucester, and they get forgetting a little bit, and they sort of going down. It's Nick Marmot again, Rich Pascal, Breezy, so services my cards and whatever. So better mention him. Ian Smith. Still see him. We spoke about Moggy, and he was still around there. Derek and Marcus and John Brain at the bottom, like I was just starting, and Brain is obviously just coming to the end of his stint with Gloucester, really.
As was Richard Mogg,
And
last full season, I guess.
Yeah, and they to be fair, I think they went off for especially the Brainer and Hambo. They had a few pounds sort of put in their direction, and you can't be. They played for Gloucester, didn't they? Their service fantastically well, and to go and someone's going to offer them a few pounds to play and for a couple of years, you don't really got mortgages and kids and that sort of thing. You take it really, and and obviously Don at the bottom there played a lot of rugby with Don after that. A bit of partnership in the centre, with the ferret. was his nickname. Yeah, we go. Next year is 91. So, same thing. Ambo's still captain. Dave Spencer, Spanner. When I was coming through them days, it was you play for United. You earn your apprenticeship, as you like, and it's the first loss on a Saturday. You're guaranteed Monday night to be first against the seconds, and it was a real kick off, and they'd be titter on the sidelines. They might be, I remember Paul Ashmead and Andy Stanley fighting in one, and just because everybody wanted that shirt. They wanted they wanted to play on for the first team on a Saturday, and if they didn't get the first team, they wanted to play for United on the Saturday. You see a few changes there. Johnny Walker's in there. Nick Price. He's Lord Lucan. He was top man. Nick. He's nice. I think he played in my he played my first game of Harlequins that year. And those days you had to, it was a 2 o'clock kickoff, not like now it's half 12 and have something to eat and have a chat. It was two in the change rooms. If you wanted to warm up, you warmed up outside. If not, you hold yourself up in the change room and get ready to go. I remember going to the physio and have a rub, come out, get me land strapped up, and I was stretching and I could smell cigar smoke.
Yeah.
Change room.
I can guess who that was. Yeah,
it's probably a big cigar, stretching his hands straight.
Yeah,
and I'm obviously looking nervous. He said, "You're right, kid." He said, "Don't worry, mate. You'll be right. I'll look after you." And I thought, "Jesus, what's going on? He's got a big cigar guy, right?" And anyway, fair play, Nick. You give him the ball in 22. He was electric. He's a fantastic finisher. And I think he had two chances of the game. Bang, bang, bang. Scored, and we won the game. Afterwards, first he's in there, first in the changing room, cigar comes out. And he'd go out at night, you have a few beers, and you're in a round, and everyone's sort of drinking cider and whatever, what they want. Price, he goes up, and he's two bottles of champagne, and in the middle of a pub in town, you've got two bottles of champagne and the glasses. That's the way he is, Nick. And, he opinion never changed now, but and then you see people like Pete Jones and so regularly. And is that Jerry Perrins on the bottom? I think he played for my first game. Played for against me in the centre for Strabe. So good times. Move on then. I probably got same boys there. So Simon Morris, he's another good local boy. Some of the young lads coming through. Neil Matthews there. Pete Mars. Tony Window coming through, and then go through, and
what a career Tony Window had.
Talk
about durable.
He's
amazing.
He's a good boy, Tony. It's good. Gloucester went away for it for a few years, then sort of promoting within and using some of the expertise, and to see him come back now, and the forwards, Boy and Hall gone quite well scrummaging, and to get him involved and Stan involved is it's fantastic for him. Tone's he's a good mate of mine, and I've known him for years and years. He's just he's a humble bloke as well, and he'll just get on and do his job, get on with it, and shoot off home and whatever. You really see him out again now and again, but it's good to see they've done well. I just noticed there was kind of four squads there. It's no sort of wholesale changes. It's sort of
it's
two or three, four there, in the old squads, really.